The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts has written to Governor Charlie Baker, along with the Center for Health Law and Policy at Harvard University, calling on the state to prioritize equity and privacy issues during the COVID-19 pandemic response. WAMC spoke with Executive Director Carol Rose, who says issues related to class and race are exacerbated by the outbreak.
We know that issues of racial and socioeconomic equity already exist before we had the epidemic. And now that we have this pandemic, those issues are even further exacerbated insofar as questions of who's going to have access to testing, who's going to have access to ventilators and other forms of medical care, and how that's going to be addressed by the state is tremendously important, along with the need to have transparency around those issues.
What kind of data points are you calling on to make sure those issues are accurately recorded for that kind of analysis?
Well, I think it's important that we sort of find out who's getting access to testing, who's getting access to treatment, and that kind of race and ethnicity data collection is really important as a key measure of whether or not we're having an equitable response. The same thing applies to the distribution of personal protective equipment and ventilators across the state. It's great that Governor Baker has already stated that hospitals and first responders need to have better equipment to do their job, but it's also important for people who are considered essential workers who are out of the workforce that they also have access to things like testing.
In your press release, the Massachusetts ACLU refers to data collected in Wisconsin, as well as in Michigan, Louisiana, Illinois, North Carolina. What examples are you drawing on in other communities that, you know, led you to bring this to the Baker administration's attention?
Right. Well, on any number of fronts across the country, when there has been data collected, we've seen incredible disparities, often by neighborhood. In Boston, for example, we have disparities based on neighborhood, on who's getting COVID, who's coming down with COVID-19. And it's often people who are in poorer communities, which are often majority Black or brown communities, which raises questions. Why is that? Is that because of more dense housing? Is that because of they're being required to go to work and go on public transportation and other people aren't? What's happening to people in rural communities? So there are all these questions, and also people who are not native English speakers. So lots of questions of disparities that are coming up across the country when it is being reported. And so what the ACLU and Harvard Law School are doing is asking the Baker administration to provide some modicum of transparency so that we can make sure that we're centering equity questions, not simply as a matter of fairness, but as a matter of public health itself.
Your letter to the Baker administration draws attention to a March 18th, 2020 Department of Public Health order pertaining to patient privacy issues. What was that order and what is the ACLU's issue with it?
The March 18th order, DPH order, had to do with having local boards of health share with first responders the home addresses of people who've tested positive for the virus. At first blush, that sounds like a pretty good idea. The problem with the coronavirus, though, is that at least one in four people are asymptomatic. So it could really create public health problems for first responders as well as everyone else if we assume that only people who've been tested positive are the only homes that the first responders need to take precautions around. In fact, because so few tests are available and also because so many people are asymptomatic, it's important that first responders and other health professionals assume that everyone might actually have the virus at this point. So until such time as we have widespread testing for everyone in the Commonwealth, it's really important that we don't stigmatize some people and saying, well, this house is a COVID-19 house, but that house isn't. That's just not good as a matter of science and public policy.
How does this conversation pertain to another issue the ACLU is often very active about, decarceration and the state of the Massachusetts prison system?
Right. Well, so as you can imagine, people who the government has put into detention for a range of reasons, including, you know, pretrial detention or civil immigration enforcement, people who have overstayed their visas or people who've been convicted of a crime, they're put into very close quarters. So while on one hand, the state is saying we want people to practice physical distancing, in fact, it's not possible for people who are in detention to practice physical distancing because they're already overcrowded. We incarcerate more people than any other country in the world per capita. So it's really important that we begin to have social distancing from the prisons and jails as well as quickly as we can. So that would mean not locking up people who, frankly, probably shouldn't have been locked up in the first place, people who are too poor to make bail, for example, or someone who has a technical parole violation because they forgot to take a drug test, or someone who is just days away from being released anyway and is going to go back to their community. So the ACLU of Massachusetts, along with the State Public Defender's Office and the Mass Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys, went to the Supreme Judicial Court, that's the highest court in the land of Massachusetts, and did an emergency petition last week and said, it's really important that we release as many people as possible who are not dangerous, so after dangerousness hearings, to make sure that they're able to go back if they don't create any kind of a threat to public safety by letting them out. And they would create a threat to public health and safety if we continue to lock them up, not only for themselves and their families, but for the communities to which they ultimately will return.
Excellent. Hey, Carol, thank you so much. Is there anything about this I haven't thought to ask you that you want to get out there?
I think it's important for people to realize that we have to avoid false trade-offs between public health and civil liberties. Both public health and civil libertarians understand that voluntary compliance at a time of a pandemic is the best way to achieve our public health goals as well as our civil liberties goals. And so we're trying to make sure that steps are made to ensure that everyone can voluntarily comply with the self-imposed isolation, with physical distancing. They can do that because they aren't worried about going hungry or that they will lose their jobs if they don't show up. So there's so many measures that the Commonwealth has been and should continue to take to ensure that everyone can voluntarily comply, because at this moment, having trust in government is tremendously important, and it's possible for us to be both safe and free.